Worthy to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? How are you doing, Benjamin? Hello, Samuel. Did I get it right? Benjamin
Samuel.
Amen. Yeah. How you guys doing? Come on, Lexi. Come on, I'll stand right here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes. We thank God for the children.
It's in my laptop.
The children are special to God. Amen. Hello, Benjamin.
No, Samuel.
How you doing, dude? Amen. Good morning, miracle. Benjamin Alice. Good morning.
Meow.
That's what he did to me, so. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for children. It's been said, people say that a church with no children is a dying church.
Dying church.
Dying church. Just dying. Just going, boy. Just going. Amen. Can you hold Benjamin's hand? There you go. Amen. Now listen, I need you guys
There's
to
no need to me,
okay?
I'm gonna use it.
Y'all ready? I need y'all to say this really loud, okay? You okay? I need you guys to say real loud, Father God, in that old boy, in Jesus' name, thank you for today,
thank you
for my family, and thank you, now do this, do it, let go, and say
thank you
for me. Come on, throw them hands up for me. Come on, Benjamin, for me. Come on, Samuel, for me.
Thank you
for your love and your kindness.
And your kindness.
In Jesus. Now say it real loud. Jesus. Come on, say it real loud. Jesus. Now do like shake your head. Jesus.
Jesus.
Nay. Nay.
Nay.
Nay. Amen. That's so funny. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for these babies that you have brought to us. For they are your children. You have created them. They have been created for your love and your kindness, for your pleasure, for your joy. We thank you. We ask that you would protect them wherever they are, whatever they're doing, and whoever they're with. Keep them safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected by your spirit. Let no harm come to these children, Father. Keep them in a place where you can speak to them, even entering into their dreams. Help them, Lord, as they go through their days and take them back to their families safely as one. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on, real loud. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to, for your children, for those of you that are looking for prayer for your children, we are asking you to please send us your emails with your children's first name and what state or country they're in. We want to pray for them live. We want to call their names out. We want to put their names into the atmosphere so that the Lord will hear our cry and protect and even draw back your children unto Christ. We need to pray and cover our children with the blood of Jesus. It is necessary because they are under attack and the enemy wants to destroy our children. But we rebuke that in the name of Jesus because we know God will cover them and protect them. We need to keep their names and keep them before God. So please, I'm asking you, we want to pray for your children. Send us the names of your children so that we can pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Claudia, oh, Nathan, you asked me first. I want to pray for you, Nathan. Amen. Lionel, I need you to stand in for me with the oral mom. I'm going to need you to relay any chats, prayers, or a request to me. Amen. Amen. You know what, Lionel? I'm going to use you to share because I didn't realize she was over there. And so is that all right? Okay, I didn't realize you were there. Amen.
Amen.
You got to find this label. Amen. Amen. I love Nathan. What an awesome young man he is. I love the fact that he wants to be here. Young people his age could be anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to be here. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Ryan, stand behind me. Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for Nathan, our brother, our fellow soldier. God, our fellow soldier in the army of the Lord. We bless you and we thank you, Lord, because we know that he has been called by you. He is your child. He belongs to you and to no other. We bless you and we thank you. Father, there are some things that he desires from you. We're asking that you would do these things according to your will for his life. We're asking that you would enter into the things that he is asking you for and give him the victory in the name of Jesus. Watch over his mind, his heart, and his body. Keep him safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected by your presence, that he will be an effective witness unto you, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory out of his life. Father, he came and asked for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to chase him down. I didn't have to badger him. He asked for prayer.
Amen.
And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you would grant him faith. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Forgive him of any sin or unrighteousness, that he will be shown worthy through Christ unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, son. All right, you can go ahead. Come to Sano. I think next Sunday we'll do lapel mic to plug into
okay.
That. What do you think?
Yeah.
Got one now. Amen. You want to try it?
You want to, yeah.
Yeah, you want to try
yeah.
it? Amen.
Okay.
It's in one of them bags. Allah show me. Jock, I need you to stand behind Claudia. Claudia, what's the young lady's name? Lilia? Cartier?
Garcia.
Lilia Garcia. Mother, anoint my hand, please. La vision is shami. Thank you. Lilia Garcia. Do you see her anymore? Are you having access to her? You can't.
I think
I
call her, but I don't see her.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for Claudia, who is standing in the gap for Lilia. Father, you know what happened. You know the injustice. You understand what's going on in her atmosphere. You know how it affects her and those that are in her life. You understand, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask you for healing and deliverance for Lilia. You know where she is. You know her struggles. You know what's going to take to heal her. Father, if you would please place forgiveness in her heart for the one that assaulted her. Because if she cannot forgive, she cannot be forgiven. So if you would place forgiveness in her heart so that she would forgive the one that assaulted her, so that you can expedite her healing, expedite her deliverance, that you would expedite the pain that she's dealing with, Lord. We're asking that you would heal her by the blood of Jesus. You told us to ask and it shall be given. You said seek and you shall find. You told us to knock and that the door would be open. We're asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal Lilia Garcia, that you would lift her up from her sickbed, and that you would heal her, and that you would bless those that are blessing her, and that you would help those that are helping her. And Father, while we're praying, we're also praying for Chloe, that you would bless her on her journey. God! On her journey. That you would move the obstacles, or that you would move her, whichever is part of your will for her life, so that she would flourish in your name, so that she would be obedient, walking in obedience in your name, so that she would be a faithful servant and a faithful witness in your name, that she would be all that you called and created her to be, forgiving her of any sin and unrighteousness, that your perfect will be done in her life. We bless you all these things. We bless and we ask you these things in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is a walk of patience. The Bible tells us that patience possesses your soul. It is irritating to watch people willingly be lost. It is irritating to watch people ignore the gospel of Jesus. But this is a walk that takes great patience. We have to pray for those that don't know that they don't know. Because some people think they got the answer, but they don't. But they don't know. They don't realize that they don't have the answer. You follow what I'm saying? Isaiah 18. And we have to pray for those people. Because they don't know. They don't know that they don't know. They think they've got the answer. They think they're doing it right. But we know that they don't have the answer. They're not actually doing it right. And they need more than what they've accepted. Jesus. It's on me and you, son. So we have to pray that the Lord will encourage them to be encouraged by someone that actually needs it. Amen. And it's going to take patience. And it's going to take time. And it's going to take a lot of love. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's you. He said, because it's in them. Because you want them to want this like you do. Me too. But I can't make them love God. They got to love him for themselves.
Amen.
Amen. And so the best thing we can do is be patient with them and continually pray for them. It's a tough job. Believe me, I know.
But
you,
learning.
And you, but you can do it. You're young. You're on fire. You want to do this and do it yesterday. I wish everybody was like that. But I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen? Amen. La vota se. Come on, Draco. Let's pray for my little brother. Have mercy. I'm a hold still. Lequisa. Son, lay your hands on her shoulders. La rota. I need some oil, mama. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. Hallelujah. Okay, change of plan. You're not Ryan. You're Ryan. Lloyd, you stand on her right side. And Asia, you're going to stand behind Auntie. Put your hands on her shoulders. And Greg, you're going to stand behind Marcus. Lloyd is standing in for Marcus. Take her hand. God is so funny. Well, it's not funny, but it makes sense. So you're standing in for Tahira, mm-hmm. his wife, mm-hmm. and you're standing in for Marcus, her husband. That's what the Lord said he wanted done. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is not that they don't believe, and it is not that they don't understand. It's not that they don't believe. It's not that they don't even have a relationship with God. It's not that at all. But he's not revealing to me what it is, but it's not that. Sometimes the Lord has to tweak the situation or the relationship. It's work in action. No. It's a work in progress. That's it. I can't throw stones because I used to be a work in progress more so than I am now. Amen. I'm still a work in progress. I'm still trying to get it right. But it was way worse at one point.
So you don't throw stones when you live in a glass house.
Amen.
Amen. And I haven't met one perfect person. There's only been one perfect person, and that's Christ. Everybody else is still working on the building. The best way to do this is through prayer. We deal not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. This is not a physical battle. This is a spiritual war. Amen. And we must deal with this in the spirit. Amen. Because that's the only way we're going to get. That's the only way we're going to get the results. Well, I didn't have any hands. That's the only way we're going to get the results that will make the change in the atmosphere. Because listen, the answer is in the spirit realm. It's not in this realm. Because we've tried all the answers in this realm, right? And they haven't worked yet. So the answers are in the spirit realm, not in this realm. So we need to focus our energies in the spirit. Amen? Y'all, do y'all agree with that? And so we're going to put this matter before God. Don't stand over there, baby. Stand right here. Cover up that gap. We're going to put this matter before God. We're going to put this matter before God. God can do anything but fail. God can fix this. And sometimes the problem wasn't Nikki. Sometimes the problem was me. The Lord told me one day, he said, stop praying, asking the Lord to fix that, and ask him to fix you. Because when I thought I was doing it all right, he's like, you know, you may have a couple of things wrong. And so I stopped praying for others and started praying for me. And whether the Lord changed that situation, I couldn't tell you. But he changed me.
Yes,
so whether he changed it or he fixed it, where it doesn't matter.
Yes.
It's all good now.
Yes.
Amen. Y'all understand?
Amen.
Sometimes we pray for the wrong person.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to be praying for me. Amen. Lord, even if you don't change the situation, change me so I won't be able to deal with the situation. Amen? Because it's not always God's will to change the environment. He just maybe needs to change you so you can adapt to the environment. Amen? That's not saying that it's a perfect environment, but if that's where you need to be, he needs to equip you so you can be there. So you can fight the fight. So you can stay in the battle. Amen? And so that's what we're praying for, Lord. To equip me to be able to stand in this environment.
Amen.
We always say, Lord, fix them. Lord, change this. Lord, say, I'm not fixing nothing and I'm not changing nothing. I'm going to work on you. I'm going to change your armor so that you can withstand the flames. Amen?
Amen.
Is that all right? Can we pray for that?
Amen.
And whatever God's perfect will is, that's what I want. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you. In the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap for our brothers and our sisters. We thank you, Lord, for your greatness, your mercy, your kindness, your love, and your patience beyond belief. Lord Jesus, you got some patience showing up. And I am grateful. I'm not talking about patience with other folks. I'm talking about the patience you've had with me. Because I know I was not an easy task, but you did it. And I'm grateful for what you've done for me. And I know since you have no respect of person, if you did it for me, you will do it for them. And Lord, maybe it's not the environment that needs to be equipped for change, but maybe it are these that need to be changed and equipped so that they can withstand the environment.
Amen.
You did not prevent the Hebrew boys from going into the fiery furnace. You just prevented the fiery furnace from destroying the Hebrew boys. Amen. So if you want me in the furnace, I'll go.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
I'll go. I'll do whatever you want, Lord. Just equip me to stand and fight the good fight.
Yes,
equip my brothers and my sisters to stand and fight the good fight. To be strong and mighty. To withstand whatever the enemy puts up against them. Prepare them. So that they can be what you have called and created in them to be.
Amen.
So that when they meet you, when we meet you, when we get before you, you can say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into what I have prepared for you. Help me be an effective witness and soldier while I am yet here. so that I can be all that you have called and created me to be. Help my brothers and my sisters to be effective witnesses while they're yet here, so that they can be strong and powerful, and their light will shine beyond the stars.
Hallelujah.
And you will get all praise, all honor, and all glory. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said he is going to change the environment. He said, I am going to change it. I see him moving in the environment. God says, I am going to make some changes in the environment.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sometimes when you give them a little too much rope, you know, they don't respond the way you had hoped. Amen. And so sometimes God got to tighten up the rope to get you to respond right. Amen. And so God says, I'll change the environment. Hallelujah. I need the two of you to repeat after me. I will be
what God
has commanded me to be.
I will stand tall.
I will let my light shine. And I will be
all things
through Christ, which strengthens me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need to pray for Ryan's wife and Ryan's daughter. Oh, stand up, Asia. You ain't through yet. Come on, girl. Stand up. I know you old of all of almost 16. I know you can't take it no more. You've been in your back is aching. I know. Come on up here, child. You're going to stand in for, what's your daughter's name, Ryan?
Two of them. Bailey and Ryan.
Bailey and Ryan.
The older one.
Amen. You older than I thought, Moses. Amen. All right, so Asia, you stand on his left for
Bailey.
And Lisa, you stand on his left, right, on the other side for the other one. I see you. Amen. I like to share. Pastor, can I bother you for a hot second? You're going to stand in for his wife, so you're going to stand behind him. Amen. For God is worthy. Amen. I know. Amen. That's okay. We're going to have him off them things in a little while, okay? Just do it like this. In the name of Jesus. That don't help. Just, amen, poor kid. Amen. You wore the wrong shoes. Amen. All right. Amen. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You need a chair? Okay, we'll have you off your feet in a jiffy. Amen.
I told her we could switch shoes.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. What is your wife's name again?
Gina.
Regina. A work in progress.
Thank you.
Fighting it tooth and nail. But you know where God gets some of the greatest glory? From people that fight him tooth and nail. They fight him with everything that is within them. And then one day, they just give in. And they just fall into God's lap. And he got them. And he got them. And he got them. Because they fought. So, you know, those people that have been saved all their life, God can't really do much for them because they don't really want, because they figure they don't need anything from God. But those people that know that God has delivered them from something, they, oh my God. They knew they fought God. They knew they disagreed with God. They knew they didn't want to follow God. They knew. And then when they find themselves in the presence of God, actively, willingly serving him, you can't beat them. You can't beat them. And the harder they fight, the greater the reward. Amen. The harder, the bigger the investment, the greater the return. Amen. And so that's what I'm seeing. They fighting tooth and nail. But greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. With the power of God that's in you, inundating that house with prayer, with the word of God. There's a reason why that the Lord sent you home. Because he needs that house. He needs to claim that house as his. I feel the presence of God. He needs that house to be, and he needed a strong soldier to be in that house, claiming it for his own. Amen. He said, you are the light. This light is like a light that disintegrates impurities. This light is the light that destroys darkness. This light that we have is a light that destroys the enemies of God. When the light of God comes in, it destroys and chases away anything that is not like him. Because light and darkness cannot live in the same place. They cannot dwell in the same place. And so they're fighting against the light. But the light is greater than the darkness. Y'all following me?
Yeah.
The light is greater than the darkness. And even when you feel I'm not making any headway, God is like, oh, but you're not seeing what I'm seeing.
Yes.
So you can't see things through your natural eye, but through the spirit, God is changing things. God is changing things. I promise you. And so we're gonna pray that God will continue to work on Regina, and that he would do whatever is necessary, whatever it takes. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And for Ryan, his daughter,
Riley
and
Bailey.
For Ryan and Bailey, I need y'all to put your hands on Ryan's shoulder. Jesus. The Lord says we're giving him this weight. We're giving God this weight. We're putting them on the altar. We're putting those three on the altar. We're putting them before God. We're putting them on the altar so that God can deal with them. Lord, I can't deal with them. I don't know what else to do. All I can do, I've been telling them. I've been trying to share scripture with them. I'm trying to pray with them and minister, but they don't want it. What do you want me to do? God. So I'm giving this to you, Lord. That you would make the changes, that you would fix this, because there's nothing else that I can do. I need you to enter into the atmosphere. I need you to enter into their hearts and to their minds. I need you to stir them from their core. I need you to do whatever is necessary so that they will be what you have called and created them to be. I can do nothing, but I need you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to enter into this atmosphere and to change what I cannot change and to heal what I cannot heal and to say what I cannot say. I need you to fix this, Lord, while there's still time, before it's everlasting too late, before they get too far out, before things change and we can't change it. I need you to fix this. Stir their mind, enter into their dreams, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Change the atmosphere. Change their minds. Change their hearts. Change, Lord. Change. We're praying for change. We're praying for change. We're praying for change. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We're praying for change. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want prayer, I need you to come up here. Come on. For your sister. Amen. Hit me up, mama. Hit me up. Amen. Is anybody logging in, baby?
They're logging in.
Amen. That's all right. This prayer is not for everybody.
Amen.
Everybody can't handle this prayer.
Amen.
I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. We've been at this for 15, 16, 17, 8, I don't know how many. Long time. Amen. And that's all right. Amen. Whether it's two people or 2,000 people, it's still good.
Amen.
Because if one person is blessed, if one person is delivered, if one person get that prayer answered for their healing or deliverance, then the whole thing was worth it. Amen. Because one day I was that one person. One day you were that one person. Amen. And to God, it was all worth it. God will change a whole, he'll change a whole plan. For one person. Who was that? I know you were a Bible scholar showing up. When he said, if I can find 10, if there is five, if there is three, if there is one lot in the city of Lot, if I can find 10 people, couldn't find 10. Out of a whole city, couldn't find 10 people. Well, what about five? I couldn't find. Is there one? Amen.
Amen.
God was willing to change his plans. For one soul. That's how important we are to God.
Amen.
To Satan, we're just numbers. He's just trying to gather the numbers. He's just trying to outdo God. But to God, even the one carries more weight than a whole city. He was willing to, do y'all understand this? He was willing to not destroy a whole city because of one person. And on the flip side, one person saved the whole world. One is important to God. One is important to God. So your sister is important to God. She's very important to God. God will change his plans or the enemy's plans for her life. God will change it because of that one. Because that one can cause a lot of damage to the enemy. That one can bring a lot of praises to God. That one can draw a lot of people to the kingdom of God. That one makes a difference. That one person can make a lot of difference.
Amen.
One, the Bible says one person, one can chase 1,000 and two could put 10,000 to a flight. It means something to God. You let your sister know she means something to God. I would like to lay hands on her and pray for her. That's my prayer. I'm praying that the Lord will protect her and watch over her and keep her, not destroy her or allow the enemy to destroy her. Give her, see, you standing in, people just don't know. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. What's your sister's name?
Leslie.
Father, you know where Leslie is. You know what she's up to. You know what her plans are. But Father, you are able to change all plans. You are able to change the atmosphere. You are able to move God. You are able to fix things. Well, she will see you for who you are. You're able to fix it in her heart so that she will receive you and that she will thirst after you and hunger after you. Father, you are able to do that. God, oh! I know that you are real. I know that your word is real. I know that you will reach out into the world and you will pull men unto you. Father, your word reaches everywhere. There is no place your word will not go. From the tallest mountain to the deepest depth, your word will find those that are looking for you. We're looking for her sister, Lord. We're asking that you would forgive her of all sin and unrighteousness. If there is any healing, Lord, that you would heal. If there is any forgiveness, that you would allow her to forgive so that she can be forgiven. If there is any need, that you would provide her every need. And that she will understand that what she means to you. We ask, Father, that you would watch over her and the one that is standing in the gap for her. And that you would even bless their parents, their wonderful mother and father who are soldiers for Christ and her families. We even ask that you bless Abigail. What a wonderful blessing she has been to this ministry in such a short time. We're asking, Father, that you would give her whatever she needs. I've been praying about health care for you. Because the first thing I asked you when I met you, what do you need? And you said health care.
Yeah.
I'm praying that God will fix that. I started praying about that a week or two ago. I don't know why. Maybe it was the Spirit of the Lord brought that to me. Let me tell you, God can keep you healed until you get health care and then keep you healed after that. I know. I went for years without health care. And got a refrigerator fell on me and I got up, wiped it off, went up. Who's a witness? Pastor Sandy, you're a witness.
I want to talk about that day.
And God kept me.
We're
still traumatized, right? And God kept me. See, you're funny, right? I saw that. And God kept me. You can't listen. Oh my God. I wish I had. Anyway, I'm telling you, God is awesome. God is better than health. I mean, he'll give it to you so you have peace of mind, but God is stronger than health care. and God will keep you in them babies. God will, and if you fool around here and get sick, God can heal the sickness. I'm telling you, before there was Aetna, there was God. Before there was FH, not FHP, what they call it now, Kaiser, there was Jesus. Amen. Before there was Blue Cross, there was the red blood. Amen. I'm telling you, God can heal. Amen. My mama and them do anyone about that Blue Cross. They went in that kitchen and whipped up something, and it was coming or going. Something's going on. Amen. Stuff was happening. Amen. They ain't seen a doctor for 30 years. Something. Amen. All I'm saying is God can do this. We done just got spoiled now, but God can do this. And I believe, oh God, God. Jesus is your Lord.
Amen.
Be strong and mighty in him. Let his power flow through you, Jesus. Let his power flow through you, that you will know for yourself that he is God. God is from here. We bless you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What time is it, somebody? Tell me what time it is. 10:30. We got about 10 minutes. Can we do 10 minutes? Amen. Give me a cup, son. Come on, son. What'd you say? No? Okay. Well, he already stepped up, so let's get him. Amen. Where my babies at? Y'all not come up here for prayer? Y'all better bring them legs up here. Amen. Back there hiding out in the booth in the back in the corner in the dark. Amen. Better get them young legs up here. In the booth, in the back, in the corner. Y'all don't know nothing about Flip. Back in the corner in the dark. That's Flip Wilson back in the 70s. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Way over your head. I know that. Amen. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know about a couple of y'all know something about that. But these young people, they don't know nothing about that. Amen. Allah Sharon. This is what I need. This is what I need. I need Jacqueline. I need Nikki to take baby's hand. Jasmine's hand. That's it, right? Jasmine? Yes. Take Jasmine here, because we finna do a chain. We finna do a chain. Now, you can have it when we get finished. Nikki, the other hand. Casavia, we doing a chain. Now, you fed, there we go. Bashalia, you're going to take Nikki's hand. But before you do that, anoint them hands. And then Claudia, you zip around this way. You're going to take Lisa's hand. And then Pastor, you, baby, you're not Nicole. But you know who you are. Yeah, you're going to take that other hand. We got a chain going here. Amen. Lisa, and then Claudia, and then Pastor Drea. Y'all got some nice boots on up in here. Amen. 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 Now, I need that chain to come this way. So Claudia needs to be, and Pastor Drea needs to be right here. Hallelujah. La vie. There we go. Amen. This is for you, Jasmine.
Amen.
She's like, all right.
Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
I've seen God, Jasmine, I've seen God do some impossible things in my walk.
Jesus.
Not crazy, just crazy. Impossible. I was driving on the freeway on my way to work. We called it, I forgot what we call it, it's been so long. But we was driving on expressway. And my car was on EX. But I had to get to work. It only happened once in my life. It only happened once. I looked at the gas hand and I saw it moving. I looked at the gas hand and I saw it moving. As God is my witness, I would say this if Christ was standing right here. I saw the gas hand move. I drove for a week on that gas.
Glory.
I didn't have a dime to put in the gas tank, but my family had to eat. It's only happened once, but it happened.
Amen.
You don't have to believe it. You weren't there.
Yes.
You would never, that refrigerator fell. I fell down the steps with a refrigerator chasing me. It caught me at the end of the steps. Go on, Abigail, laugh. It's all right. Because she over there bump, she over there bouncing. I know she wanted to laugh. The refrigerator chased me down them 13, 14 steps. It caught up with me at the bottom. It was a refrigerator freezer. It caught up with me at the bottom, and the top of the tip of the refrigerator was on my forehead, and the base of the refrigerator were on my legs. Mm. Pastor Sandy came running down the stairs. Pastor Ben, people next door come. What? I said, are you okay? Because he thought I was dead. Are you okay? I said, I'm fine. I just need this thing off my legs. I didn't even realize the thing was on my head. And so as I was going down the stairs, because I tripped in the middle and it just rolled right down. As I was going down the stairs, I saw this, for lack of a better word, I saw an airbag that was between me and the refrigerator.
Thank you, Lord.
It was a cushion between me and the refrigerator. And when it took three of them to get the refrigerator off. Once the refrigerator got off, they just knew I had brain damage or something, which I might have had that before the refrigerator started falling. But that's different. That's a different testimony. That's a different testimony. And so they and they're like, oh, call 911. Somebody get that. Somebody do this. Somebody do that. I said, I don't need none of that. I got up. There was not a scratch on my leg. I had a little bitty bump right here. And a lady brought me a towel with some water in it. I dabbed it, went in the bathroom, looked and said, wow, I'm going to have a bump there. When it was all said and done, Jesus. My wife wouldn't have known anything if I didn't tell her. People looked at me like I was crazy. You don't want to go to the hospital? Say anything wrong with me. I'm fine.
Can I say, when he thinks about it, he still cries.
Oh, my goodness.
He still cries because he basically witnessed the miracle.
It was a miracle. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. That refrigerator weighed about 600-700 pounds. It was a miracle. I am a miracle. That's just one miracle. That ain't all of them. That's just a couple of them. Amen. So I said all that to say this. If God can do stuff like that for me, and he don't love me more than he loves you, it is possible for me to love him more than you love him, but it's not possible for him to love you more than me. You understand? So if you love him, nothing is impossible for him. Nothing. You understand? I'm a walking, talking testimony. They told me when I was 19 that by the time I'm 25 or 30, I would be walking on crutches because my feet are so flat, the bones would collapse inside my feet and I wouldn't be able to walk anymore.
All right.
Again, that's one of many miracles. So when people start telling me what God can and cannot do, I just look at them and laugh. I say, because you don't know like I know.
Amen.
Amen. You don't know like I know. I know. Look, that's pretty good for somebody 60. That's pretty good. Amen. Let me see you. All right, I'll be 60 in a couple months. But that's pretty good.
Amen.
Let me see you do it.
Right.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we got this prayer chain going. Yes. Take her hand.
Yes.
God!
Thank you, Jesus.
As we pray for everyone in this line, everyone online,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
I dare you to trust God. Now listen, you can't be lying and cheating and sinning and thieving and all that. I'm talking about somebody that actually trusts God and their light reflects Christ. I dare you to trust God to deliver you. I double dog dare you to trust God that he will do what he said he'll do. I dare you. God cannot fail. God! He cannot fail. It is impossible for God to fail. Failure is not an option. God don't know what failure is. God can't fail. Your faith can fail. But God cannot fail. And I dare you to submerge yourself in God and then watch him deliver you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. If God don't do things for you and you have submerged yourself in him, you are all his and he is all you, and God don't do this, I'll eat this tallit. I dare you. I dare you. Father, we bless you. And we thank you for Jasmine and her family. You know what she's dealing with. You know the problems. You understand. There is nothing impossible for you. There's absolutely nothing impossible for you. Whether it is her finances, her health, her children, her transportation, her housing, her mind, whatever it is.
Thank you, Lord.
We are standing in the gap with Jasmine.
Yes, Lord.
And her children.
Thank you, Lord.
We're standing for Jasmine. We're standing with Nicole.
Yes, Lord.
We're standing with Lisa. We're standing with Claudia. We're standing with Pastor Drea. We're standing with Greg, Jacqueline, Lloyd. Everybody that believes we're standing with you, that you will show up in their atmosphere and show out.
Thank you.
Let that testimony go viral.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because I know you can.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let your perfect will be done for all of our members, wherever they are.
Thank you.
If they are a member of the body of Christ, then they are a member here. If they are a believer of Christ, then we are all in the same family. Bless and keep. Move. Let your presence be made known. We bless you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. Raise your hands. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Was there anybody on the phone? No. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. They got me hooked up here. Hallelujah. So I love the Lord. He heard.